Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired and overworked? Do you wish that Calgon would take you away? Well, sit back, put your feet up, as Kelly Claypool and Gina Paris plan to inspire you in this refreshing episode of Diva Talk Radio. Now here's your hosts, Kelly and Gina.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this episode of Diva Talk Radio. I am so delighted that you are here with us today. And I tell you what, girlfriends, we are going to be talking about fashion and beauty and cultivating and communicating your signature look. I tell you what, our guest is the supreme expert in this. She is totally divalicious, and I just know that this show will be such a fun and educating show for you that's listening. Before we get started, I would like for you to head on over to Facebook and to Twitter and invite all of your friends and followers to join us. They can log on to divatalkradio.com/live, L-I-V-E. We have the interactive chat room open, so feel free to ask questions, comment, give us your aha moment, because I tell you what, this is going to be an action-packed, full of information, fun show. We're going to talk about proportions and moving lines. And if you read the show notes, the introduction, I talked about moving lines when it comes to a handbag. And I tell you what, I had no clue. So now I'm looking at my handbags a little differently, thanks to Jana. But nonetheless, we have Jana Beatty with us today. And she has a website called Makeovers For You. Her business is called You Are, and I'm just delighted that she's here. She has many, many, many years of experience as a beauty consultant. Because Jana believes increased communication is a result of increasing one's self-appreciation and developing one's personal style, she's committed to helping her clients maximize their personal impact through visual communication. And one way of doing that is your personal style, including your clothes and the colors of your clothes. What is the colors of your clothes telling people when you first meet them? We're going to find out today. So, Jana, are you with us?
I'm with you, and I'm excited to get started, Kelly.
Me too. I tell you what, I absolutely love your book. Divas, her book is called Quintessential Style, Cultivate and Communicate Your Signature Look. Find it on Amazon, buy the book, because I tell you what, I have highlighted, I think every single page has a highlight, I tell you, because I have learned so much. Here I am, 47 years old, and I'm like starting all over again, you know, just by the content and the great stuff in your book. So
that's very kind and generous of you, Kelly. Thank you for saying that. You know, one of our premises is that everyone has the right to look their best right now, regardless of your age, your weight, your income, your health. We each have the right to look our very best this very day. And so I love when you said starting over, because one of our big concepts we start with in the book, as you know, is be who you are today. Dress for who you are today. Because we dress every morning, sometimes we get those things worked out that seem to work kind of well, and we could get in a rut, or it could be serving us well. So I love what you had to say already. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I tell you what, I get a lot of books, to be honest with you. We get a lot of authors that, you know, want to come on Diva Talk Radio, and I would have to have, you know, 10 shows a day, every day, to accommodate all of them. So we're very, very choosy on who we allow on Diva Talk Radio. And one of the things that I love about your book and about you is that, you know, you you truly want women to look their best, you know. And I have to laugh because I'm a people watcher. I will go to amusement parks with my grown kids, and while they're on the roller coasters, I'm holding their handbags, sitting, people watching, right? And, you know, and I think sometimes we can get a little critical, and, you know, and I have to say that I have been in the past, and I'm really learning, you know, not to be so critical, but I'll be looking at some people and go, oh my gosh, what is she wearing? Are you serious? You know, so I think that there's a lot of help that, you know, that we need from your expertise. So let's get started. One of the things that that I think was fun in your book, you talked about colors and you know, what your colors say about you. You said in here about, you know, meeting somebody online for the first time, before you take that selfie or Snapchat, consider your colors. So would you expand on that a little bit?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to. You know, blue is a color of trust, and blue is also people's favorite color in the entire world, so that's a good tip. Red is an adrenal stimulus. I had a client who's an Olympian, and she was having, she's a distance runner, and having difficulty pushing to the end. So we just dressed her trainer, who ran in front of her, in red so that she could focus on that and cash in on that adrenal stimulus. You know, it symbolizes passion and sexiness and danger and rebellion. And if you wear red lipstick and you're a waitress, you'll get more tips. But think about it. If you're meeting someone online, pink is the color that relays the message of femininity, romance, and caring. So regardless of whether we're talking about color or any aspect of our appearance, clothing is a language. And 75 to 95% of that message we convey is nonverbal. So that means if you say something and you look different, if someone doesn't know you well, they're going to believe how you look, not what you say. So I consider all of this to be important information. I joined a volunteer organization, and there was a new friend I made there, and we were at a restaurant that had a dance club. This was many years ago, and so the next week at our meeting, I said to her, I saw you at the restaurant, and she said, well, you should have said hi. And I said, we were just on our way out, but I said, you were with two other ladies, and let me guess, you danced the most, and that one in the navy slacks and the white dress didn't dance all evening. And she looked at me like, well, what are you, a psychic? But no, I'm a specialist in nonverbal communication. So we can utilize this. An image consultant is someone who can get you more of anything you want in life by working with your visual appearance. So I just consider myself to be like a magic wand. So once you know, and this is what I want to talk about, is your listeners' brilliance. People are brilliant, and I find that once you clarify what the issue is, there isn't just an answer to a challenge. There are lots of great answers, and we are capable of this. So once you bring this nonverbal language that we're speaking up to the surface of our mind, it's like people feel like geniuses, you know, because we are. We absolutely are. So it's just so empowering to take the qualities and characteristics that you were given at your birth and utilize those to connect with others.
I love that. I absolutely love that. You know, one of the things that you were talking about the Olympian runner, I know when I went into business meetings and most of the attendees for that meeting were men, I felt most powerful when I would go in a red suit or a red jacket or something. And so I would notice that the men would also sit up and pay attention. Yes. So I loved that power.
And the garment of authority, the number one garment of authority is a jacket. If you looked at the world leaders that were meeting today, even if they were from the Far East and normally wore ceremonial clothing, probably they would have on a coat, a suit, yes, or a coat. So it's so important, and I think it's fascinating what you say in light of the elections, because of some of the news networks and the sports networks, they're dressing women on air without power. They're using women not necessarily for their power. So I think mm-hmm. that for all of us who are in situations when we need that clout and authority, put on a jacket. If a jacket's yes. too strong, take it down. If you have a confrontation with someone in your yoga class, then wear a zip hoodie,
right?
Not just a T-shirt. This is great information. It's going to serve people in every day and every aspect of their life.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I love everything that you're talking about, because I think in today's culture, especially your millennials and your very well-educated millennials, entrepreneurs such as, Mark Zuckerberg for Facebook and all of them, they have a very, very relaxed wardrobe. It's not uncommon to see jeans, maybe even flip-flops, t-shirts, and that kind of thing. And actually, my podiatrist and I had probably a 45-minute conversation on dress code and the differences through the years. And he made a very great point. I will take somebody in a jacket more serious than someone outside of a jacket. It doesn't matter what their net worth is. And I thought,
sure.
I thought of that all the way home thinking, wow, you know, I do too.
Well, there have been a lot of studies done on this, but you're opening even a bigger question. In every industry and business, each of your listeners today has a specific style. But do you realize that every profession and industry also has a specific style? So we have what's called alpha and beta-based businesses. An alpha-based business will be shaped like a pyramid. So if you think of like the U.S. government, the military, then it's going to go finance, insurance. These are traditional businesses that are alpha-based
sure.
businesses. You mentioned the dot-coms and high-tech businesses. Those are mm-hmm. round tables. They're like a circle. When these companies started up, they have these great parties, and they don't keep people from gathering at the water cooler by isolating them in cubes. They want them
right.
together, being creative. And, you know, I'll never forget, this has been years ago, but I read this article, and this was so misleading to people who were reading it. It talked about how Bill Gates didn't wear a suit. Well, my brother happened to meet him that week at a conference, and
yeah.
it was a business conference, and by golly, he had on a suit. So we can't
suit, yeah.
be misled by this, and every single one of us has data that we can take in by how we're being treated in different clothing, because this mm-hmm. is what we found. Every single garment we put on has a socioeconomic rating, and when you put on that outfit, you take on the qualities and characteristics of those clothes.
That's a great point. Great point. One of the things that I over the past probably 10 years or so, everyone that works at home or the big hoorah about working at home is working in your pajamas, right? So, you know, you don't have to leave your house. You can work online. You can do all of this stuff, and you can do it in your pajamas. Well, when I coach my clients, my business clients, some of the times, most of the time they'll tell me man, I just can't get motivated. You know, I sit down at the computer and I'm just not motivated. You know, I'll get on Facebook, and before I know it, I'm on Facebook for 3 or 4 hours and I'm not accomplishing anything. So one of the things that I do is I ask them, what do you wear? Well, you know, I'll either wear my sweats and a t-shirt, or, you know, I may not even get out of my pajamas. And I said, stop that right now. Stop that. So for 2 weeks, what I want you to do is I want you to get up every morning. I want you to do your hair. You don't have to put on full makeup or anything like that, but, you know, put on a little bit of makeup, put on some lipstick, and I want you to put on your best shirt. And you can wear jeans or whatever, but I want you to wear your best shirt, your favorite shirt, and I want you to wear your favorite pair of shoes, whether that be heels, whether that be sneakers, whatever. And then I want you to sit down at your computer and then track how much you are productive. Are you more productive? Are you less productive? What have you? And I can tell you what, Jenna, 100% always say, oh, my goodness, that was like a miracle pill, because I got more done in less time and I felt good about what I did.
It's great. That was a great tip to give them.
Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, and I'm not saying you can't go to, you know, you can't go to work in your pajamas, you know, if you work at home. But the thing is I feel that you should look your best when you go out of the house. And, you know, you should dress for success when you go out of the house. But I think you should also dress for success when you're online, too.
Sure. You know, when you go out, your back is your billboard. And every mm-hmm. single day, we should, it's like putting on our armor for the day. We should dress for our target. And when people get dressed, one of the most important things I, as you know, believe in is dressing with intention. What mm-hmm. is your intention? And so when you show up feeling your best, we know that you will function at your best. And we even know that when you smile when you're on the phone, that energy is conveyed. So there's so many neurological pathways in our brain that are, even your habit of getting up and getting ready to go, it signals you. It's that that schedule, that the actions that you proceed. If you can't go to sleep at night, what's the first thing they tell you? Have a set schedule of what time you start to go through the procedures before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are all very complex creatures. So if we can utilize all of our habits and our instincts to support our work, that makes us just all the more effective.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I love what you said about a smile. A lot of times people will say, oh my gosh, I can tell that you're smiling. And I am.
You do have a very smiling voice though, Kelly. Does anybody listening not think Kelly has a smiling voice? It's really one of your great traits.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I love life. So regardless of circumstances, I always look at the blessings in life. So, but when I was doing some consulting for a telemarketing firm back in the Tampa Bay area, they wanted to increase, obviously, their conversion rates. And I spent considerable time listening to recordings of conversations that their salespeople and so forth were having with folks. And one of my recommendations was that they put a mirror at every station, and that when their sales force gets on a line, that they look in that mirror as they're speaking to the person on the phone. Because how many people look in the mirror and don't smile? None of them. You always smile when you look in the mirror, right? So
maybe,
you know, pretty much, you know, or give, you know, a silly face, but whatever. What that does is it actually uplifts you. And so their conversion rate over the following 4 weeks was up something like 82 or 84% because of the mirrors and the way that people spoke when they were on the phone because they were smiling. And so I love what you say about that. That is really good. Really good. Okay, so I want to put you on the hot seat for a few minutes.
Sure.
Just because we, you know, we're down to about 10 minutes left in the show. And I'm going to just look at some of the highlights in the book and put you on the hot seat, if that's okay. All right?
That's great.
So share with me a little bit about the personality pyramid.
The personality pyramid. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what did you think about the personality pyramid?
Well,
did it make sense to you?
It did make sense to me. It totally made sense to me. And so I like the whole, you know, the focal point and so forth. So just kind of share just a little bit about that.
We used to call that something else. My brain's trying to pull up the name of it.
It's on page 61 of your book, though, if you have your book in front of you. Okay, so we can...
I always have my book. But of all the things in there, I'm surprised that's what you picked up on. That's I love to hear what everybody picks up on. But when you look at a bigger issue than the personality pyramid, the personality pyramid's about getting people to look. Like if you sit at a desk and work, then between the top of your head and your shoulders, that's your personality pyramid. So you get people to focus on your face, whether you do makeup, earrings, or necklace, or whatever that might be. That's important. That's where you're trying to get people to look. But the bigger issue is we have impression criteria, and when someone looks at us, they think these certain things. So we get to control what they think. So that's the whole thing. Even if you have an outfit that, if your body doesn't feel good to you, or you have an outfit that you think isn't the most flattering color, that no matter mm-hmm. what you're doing, you can make changes right there at your face. Or someone who works right. in an office, I have a capsule wardrobe. Matter of fact, if I had forgotten about this, I think it's also in the book, isn't it? And if you, if your listeners email me, I'll email them a copy of it, even if they don't want the book. But it's if you take two outfits, five tops and two neck accessories, you can create 30 different outfits just by mixing and matching those. And the secret to having a wardrobe that works is that you're the center of that, of your wardrobe. So think about the common sense of approach. If you go with, if the clothing you buy goes with you, and the makeup you buy goes with you, and the accessories you buy go with you, see how there's a common thread with every single thing in your closet? So you become the master. You're the one that pulls everything together. And that's what the common thread is you. So when I say your closet is your private collection, your little boutique, I'm not kidding about that. And that's a very inexpensive way to get things that are B outfits before you can eventually replace them, is to get some great focus right at your face.
Yeah. I love that. One of the signature pieces that I have and I wear all the time is a strand of pearls. And probably 98% of my pictures I'll have a strand of pearls. So I'm known
very
for
good.
Yeah, so I'm known for wearing, you know, high heels and pearls. but what
Be
I
delicious.
Really like, exactly, right? But what's also cool about that is I might have a strand of pearls on, but I could add a brooch to it, you know, or some kind of a pendant to fancy it up or tone it down, whatever. But,
and
you know,
Kelly, I've heard you say that you can handle power tools, but I bet you're also the same kind of woman who can wear pearls with your jeans.
Oh, absolutely, girlfriend. Absolutely.
Yes.
I've even known to wear pearls with, you know, a pair of, you know, walking shorts and a nice top. So, you know, but you know, that's one of my signature pieces. And, you know, I think about, you know, the personality pyramid from the shoulders up. Another part of me is smiling. You know, I cannot have a stitch of makeup on, but I could be in a conversation with somebody and my natural smile, you know, comes across.
A smile is the most important accessory you could wear.
To others.
A smile is the most important accessory anyone can wear. You know, it's like an invisible handshake. It opens the door. It's welcoming. It's gracious. It's fun. All those things.
Well, you know, it's actually a blessing, too, because I don't know if you've ever walked into a grocery store or, you know, a shopping mall. You have that 2 second as you're passing somebody, and you can either have a, you know, a snarled look on your face, or you could have a smile on your face, and you actually are that split second having a nonverbal communication with the person you just passed by. So, you know, I want to be a blessing.
You are a shining center of light that lifts up all people and all conditions in the world with your magical smile. Good job, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you. But and you know what? I've passed that on to my kids, and they are as well. So, but oh, this is so good. This is so good. Divas, you need to get this book because there's just so much in here that I want to talk about, and I know I'm not going to have time, but I absolutely love it. So we talked about colors. We talked about our personality profile. I alluded to the handbag tip when we're talking about lines and so forth. So will you share with our audience about the handbag? And,
sure.
You know, okay, good.
If you are a difference, we've had very large handbags in the past. They've been in fashion. And now we're coming back to smaller clutches. But and for evening and dressier occasions, always do a smaller clutch. A client of mine was at a very nice wine tasting, and the drinks and the cheese were at opposite ends of the room. And these young, sharp, professional women had these mega bags. And when two of them in this corridor would be back-to-back in a conversation, it stopped the entire flow of the event. It literally choked the success of the event. So
wow.
Your handbag, a perfect fit is, if you feel your hip bones on either side of your abdomen, and if you measure from where your panty line, where your legs hook onto your body to your waist, anything bigger than that, bigger than a bread box, is actually a tote in classic dimensions. Like I said, currently the fashion dimensions are larger, but that's how you tell the difference in a handbag and a tote. For your body scale. Scale is always important. Then when you look at your body shape, if someone is very, very buxom and they carry a handbag with a short strap over their shoulder, Chanel and somebody else did these 1 year, it creates volume at your bust line. If you have a broad hip line and you have a long strap and let your bag hang, hit right at the hip, that creates a horizontal line and a focus and makes you broader at your hip line. Maybe if you had a little bit of a tummy, you could adjust your handbag to disguise just that. And if it's a flat, sleek bag or a bigger bag, look in a full-length mirror. If you're purchasing a purse, you cannot look at a pretty purse and buy it. Look in a full-length mirror. Another great tip that will save people countless dollars over the years is the very best two colors for your handbag and your shoes are your hair color and your skin color, because you're always wearing your hair and you're always wearing your skin. So these become very, very versatile. If you are a person who needs that large bag and you're going on a business trip and need a clutch to pull out, you could have a smaller bag, use it as a makeup case in your larger bag and take it out when you go to an event, putting your credit card and identification and keys in there. And that way you can do double duty. Or you can have a beautiful makeup bag that you can put your necessary items in and carry that as an evening bag if you're going to a destination wedding and need one dress-up bag, but you don't want to pack another whole bag. So every single line on our body can be moved. This is a really great tip that will help with the handbag line. We talk about these individual lines, but the overall line is important. So remember that sleek lines speed the eye and curves or in contrast slow the eye. So if you are wearing jeans and a navy shirt, it's like a interstate highway, Autobahn. Your eye goes up and down, head to toe, creating a nice vertical sweep. If you put on a red belt, that's where the eye is going to rest, at your tiny waist. If you have a red handbag at your thigh, that's what people are going to be focusing on, your thigh. Or do you want to pull it up in your personality triangle by repeating if you have colored shoes or a colored bag and color earrings and necklace. So all that we're doing every time we dress is painting a picture. And because we're short of time, I want to give this one great tip.
Okay.
When women go shopping, they look in the mirror and they look at the clothing or the whatever they're going to purchase. That is not how you shop. Now, this is going to sound totally counterintuitive, but every time you try something on, look at you. Look at you, not that outfit. How does that showcase, dull, or override your personal look? When people put on a lipstick, I see them lean forward in the mirror real close and they're examining, go, I don't know, that looks a little bright. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't look at your lips, look at your skin and your eyes. Women are so others-focused, so nurturing, so wonderful, so caring that we don't focus on ourselves. But we each have these qualities and characteristics that we want to be able to shine so that our abilities, our talents, our life purpose, our reason for being here can be showcased. So we're not looking at the items that we're purchasing or the outfit. We're looking at how do we look in that outfit.
I love that. I absolutely love that. We are out of time, and I knew that this would go by so fast. So share with our audience how they can connect with you further, where they can buy your book. Are you on Facebook, Twitter, and so forth? So how can our audience connect with you?
Great. To find out more, go to QStyleTheBook.com. That's letter Q as in queen, style, STYLE, the book. com. And today, Kelly, for your listeners, I love what you started out about color, because my approach to color is really quite a bit different than others. So if they go to QStyleTheBook.com and click on the information tab, there are some fun things there. But if they'll click on that color portion, that will be a wonderful exercise to help them put themselves in the center of the artwork they're creating every day when they get dressed.
Very good. Very, very good. Now, when they're on that website, can they click over to find you on Facebook and Twitter and all of that good
yes.
stuff?
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on Diva Talk Radio. I want you to come back because there's so much more that we can talk about, and I just knew that this show would be so much fun. So, Jana, thank you so much.
It's been my great pleasure, Kelly. Thank you for having me. I look forward to returning.
Sounds fantastic. Well, Divas, that's the show we have for you today. Definitely go over to QStyleTheBook.com and connect with Jana. I will have all of her information in our show notes. So until next week, wear your heels well and be abundantly blessed. Bye-bye.